Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. A feel-good football Friday heading into this massive weekend for our local teams. Judge sitting on 61. NL East battle with the Mets and Braves down in Atlanta. The Jets and the Steelers. The Giants and the Bears. It's going to be a huge weekend. We had a winner's weekend a couple of weekends ago. First time we had seen all those teams win on the same day.
It would be great for that to happen again.
Yes, it
would. That was the Sunday night Brave-Met game. Is that ESPN?
Yes, it is Sunday night baseball. Okay. Unfortunately, yes.
Yes.
And it would have been nice to sneak that in at like 4 o'clock, you know, instead of the late thing because you're watching football all day. Plus, I got the Vikings at 9:30, so that's going to be... You know, but if they have a chance to clinch.
You got the Bucks and Chiefs, too.
Yeah.
That's right. On Sunday, so you start at 9:30 in the morning, the London game.
Yep.
Your team versus the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
An interesting dilemma for the Saints. There has been a report that Jameis Winston's playing with broken bones in his back.
Yeah, multiple broken bones. Yeah,
and he's still playing.
Right. I mean,
if that's true.
Why wouldn't it be true?
I mean, how do you put him out there?
I mean, I guess if he wants to play, I mean, I don't know.
That's the doctors clear him.
Yeah, right, of course. I mean, they said like it is fractures in his vertebrae, I think he's talking about, right?
I don't know exactly what the potential risks are, but anytime you hear broken back in any way, shape, or form, you would think that, you know, playing a football game or getting into a NASCAR or playing in a hockey game is probably not a good idea.
Yeah. Jay Glazer said that Jameis Winston has 4 fractures in his back.
Oh, great.
That's what it was. Yeah, doctors that probably listened to us laughed their ass off as we just, like, throw stuff out. Like, I'm like, I just said L4. I don't know what that is or what. For some reason, I thought L4 was a thing in the back. Is it?
Yeah, so it's one of the discs, I guess. Yes.
L4?
Yeah, it's like an area on the spine.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right.
They're all designated.
You're right. You got you're touching the right thing. Yeah, sure.
For our audience, you bang on.
Yeah, you're right. Bang on, you're an expert.
Yeah. So 4 fractures in his back, and he's
now,
been playing.
Is Jay Glazer a doctor?
He is not. No,
no, he's not either.
An NFL reporter.
But he probably spoke to somebody, either Jameis himself. An agent representing. There's no way the team is releasing that information. They can't.
Yeah.
So it has to be somebody from Jameis's camp trying to let people know that, you know, he's playing hurt. He's playing tough. You know, get off his back.
Mm-hmm.
Don't boo him.
Yeah.
You know, don't put Andy Dalton out there. That kind of thing.
Yeah. And I was just about to mention, they do have a very capable backup in Andy Dalton who started a ton of NFL games. So it's not like they would be turning to Taysom Hill.
You know what it'd be like? It would be like the Dolphins turning to Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the Jets turning to Joe Flacco. Mm. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. Do we see Joe Flacco start a game again this season?
You're a Jet fan, you hope not.
Well, I know. But what are the odds that he does? Probably pretty good. I mean,
2 years, 2 injuries, that's like a 100% clip.
Yeah. Man, oh man, oh man. If there's one thing you could have this weekend.
The Mets.
Would it be the Mets sweeping 100%. The Braves or Zach Wilson having an all-time game?
I need the Mets sweeping the Braves.
Need the Mets sweeping the Braves?
Oh, yeah. I mean, or take 2 out of 3.
No, no, no.
That's not the option. It's either Mets sweeping the Braves or Zach Wilson having like a 4-touchdown all-time game.
Well, I need...
Now, the Mets could still take 2 out of 3.
I know, but for me, I need the Mets to sweep the Braves.
You need that, all right.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, Zach Wilson, you know, figure it out.
So the Mets already clinched a playoff spot. I understand the bye in the NL East.
Yeah, figure it out, kid.
Okay.
You're a second overall draft pick. I have no sympathy for you when it comes to any of this. You got to figure it out and learn it, and either you have it or you don't. You said you had it coming out of college.
That's right.
Everybody who gets drafted, you know, we all say the same thing. You know, whether you're drafted in the second round like I was with a chip on my shoulder, or you're the second overall pick or the first overall pick, I got this, I can do this.
Yeah.
And then you realize the realities of stepping on the football field in the NFL, you got to have some ginormous stones.
Yeah.
You do. You just have to.
Yeah.
And you got to stand in there and you got to be the leader. You got to stand up and you got to take all the slings and arrows that come with the criticism of playing poorly. And you got to show everybody in that locker room that you can handle all that.
And the patience has run out for Joe Douglas. And this talking about the Jet fan base. The patience has run out of the Jet fan with Rob Saleh. Now comes Zach Wilson. And the patience will run out for him right away if he looks terrible on Sunday.
You know, I was saying this to the guys in Chicago, that Justin Fields, after the game last week, said, you know, he played like trash.
Yeah.
And he was really down on himself. He went back and looked at all the films, supposedly. And then he had a press conference on Wednesday. And he wasn't, like, really upbeat. He was kind of down in his delivery and all that other stuff.
Sure.
And, you know, your entire team watches all this stuff. And when you are the guy, you got to get in there and you got to make everybody believe that you can handle this. You're going to be the guy that's going to make it happen. I told you at the end of my run here at the Jets, my last three games or four games, we were all over the place. But, you know, I was coming back from concussion and the team wasn't playing well. And a lot of guys were checked out, if you will, the last month of the season. I went to every single one of these skilled players on my team, on the team, and I said, look, give me your goals for this coming game and the rest of the season. And I wanted them to try to attain certain goals that they thought that would be important for them individually. And that was my way of hopefully getting the best effort out of them and also trying to protect myself.
Yeah, right, of course.
I mean, and it's no joke. I mean, you have to. So that's why, to me, the quarterback, you know, you can't be like a wilting flower.
Yeah, and he didn't have that personality at all when we talked to him at training camp this year. And everybody said he matured, and everybody talked about him being a leader. But, you know, we haven't seen him play. Now, these other guys, like we've seen recently, they were top draft picks for the Jets and Giants, really did not have the personality at all. And Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones, they did not have that personality. Zach, I think, does. But unless it turns into him being a legit starter in the league, no one's going to care what type of personality he has.
Yeah, I would just say that this is his, I don't want to say it's his last chance and his first chance, but, you know, he's got to do something. He's got to show something.
Yeah, and I think it has to be right away, too. You know, I don't think it's like, oh, it was his first game back, we'll give him a shot. No, I mean, if he looks bad in this game, no one's going to give him any benefit of the doubt. They're not going to talk about him coming back for injury. They're not going to say anything positive. It's just going to be, oh, my God, he got drafted another schlub.
There are a number of people out there that are really down on him.
Yeah, I know Tiki's one of them.
Yeah, well,
Tiki crushes Zach Wilson. Kills him.
If you're hurt, you're hurt. There's not much you can do about
it. No, but talking about last year, how bad he played.
Oh, he was awful.
Yeah.
I mean, when he came back, he played better because I think he kind of understood what he needed to do. But I would also think that this offseason, you know, he has spent a lot of time trying to make himself a better player, more of a leader, more of somebody that, you know, the team can look up to. So hopefully that's going to be the case on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, that's all we heard out of camp was he was that guy. He had transformed himself last year. He was totally overwhelmed, and they brought in his own personal quarterback coach, and he wasn't the guy that they thought that they drafted. And this year, everything was supposed to be different, and we haven't seen it yet because of the injury. So, yeah, that's the most interesting thing to me. Well, obviously, the Mets is the biggest thing, but the most interesting thing to me is watching Zach Wilson. That's going to be, you know, with both those games going on at the same time, I'm probably going to be focusing more on the Jets, because that Giants-Bears game is going to set football back about 25 years. You know it's going to be awful.
Maybe both guys will go off. You never know.
Come on. The over-under's 39.5, both guys going off.
With the rain.
Yeah, with rain. Yeah, exactly. That's like...
Well, Khalil Herbert and Saquon Barkley will have, you know, their hands on the ball quite a bit, it looks like.
Yeah, well, that's great. And Saquon should have another big game. And he's been great so far. And you hope that continues for him because the Giants need it. And what the hell's going to happen to wide receiver with the Giants this week?
Darius Slayton.
Darius Slayton's going to get some run. Kadarius Toney did not practice again yesterday, I think.
God. If he doesn't practice, coaches don't like to play guys, especially young guys who don't practice.
Yeah.
They have to go through it. And, you know, one of the interesting kind of dilemmas with Kadarius, if he can't practice and he's busting routes down the field, it doesn't matter how good you are, you got to go out there so the quarterback can trust you.
Yeah. What about Kenny Golladay this week? Is he going to get some more run?
They have no choice. They lost throwing Shepard, and if Kadarius Toney's not playing, of course he'll be out there.
I wonder if that guy that they brought in from Hard Knocks who couldn't catch the ball, Khalil Pimpleton, I wonder if he's going to get a shot. This guy, he was one of the guys they focused on Hard Knocks. Yeah. He could not catch COVID on an airplane, and it was unbelievable. And then they cut him, you know, Dan Campbell. They cut him from the Lions, by the way, who need every talented player possible, and the Giants picked him right up.
Talented,
yeah.
What's his name?
Khalil Pimpleton.
Doesn't sound real.
No, it's real.
Sounds like something from Ball Sack Sports.
There he is, Pimpleton. I don't know if he's from Central Michigan.
Program Central Michigan.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be active, but that's basically where the Giants are at right now. This is where they're at with their wide receivers.
Could you imagine if Khalil Pimpleton comes out of this game with more catches in his career than Kadarius Toney?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. If he's active, it's possible. I mean, Kadarius Toney, how disappointing is this? I mean, again,
they wanted Devonta Smith.
God.
And Howie Roseman jumped in front of Gettleman and got him.
And made a trade with the Cowboys.
Yes.
Which is unbelievable.
And then Howie Roseman went and got A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
How about the way he built that team?
Well, he's smart because he got a second-round pick at quarterback.
Making $1.6 million.
And then he used the rest of his cap space to build this super team around him, and he's playing great.
And I think Gardner Minshew is making $2.6 million.
Yeah. Your quarterback room is that cheap. You could do a lot on both sides of the ball.
I would say that right now Jalen Hurts is one of the top five contributors in terms of offensive yards and points in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Like he and Lamar, Josh Allen, but I'm talking about the quarterback position now.
Yeah. Well, he's in the MVP discussion. I mean, I know it's early, but, you know, we've got a long way to go. He reminds me a little bit of Russell Wilson when he first started playing Jalen Hurts. You know, when Russell could still move and was making the right throws and actually had, you know, a good team around him. Not the Russell Wilson now is on the back end of his career being a cheese ball.
Jalen Hurts is bigger than Russell Wilson.
Yeah. But that's the type of game he has.
Yes.
You know, that's the type of game. I mean, I've been totally impressed. And Nick Sirianni, who we were crushing last year for sounding like the total idiot, has now got one of the best teams in football.
Yeah, but Nick Sirianni, again, much like McDaniel is learning and Hackett is learning, these press conferences are not easy.
Mm-hmm.
They're not easy.
Rob Saleh's learning too.
Right, and that's part of their job that, you know, they think that they can handle. And then when you get into this and things start going awry or there's adversity and you have to answer questions about managing the game,
mm-hmm.
having your quarterback get carted off on a stretcher.
Yeah.
You know, these are all parts of the job that they are not prepared for.
Sure.
And they have to learn under what they call the baptism of fire.
And also Nick Sirianni in a market that is unforgiving, too, and having to learn to deal with the media and the fan base in Philadelphia, of all places.
Oh, how about here?
Here, too, of course.
There's so many more opinions here.
Yeah.
And there's so many more. I feel like there's so many more shows and so many more, you know, avenues for information and opinions.
And you're on all the shows.
Yeah.
Every single one of the shows.
Try to be.
This show.
That show.
NFL Today. Boom Time.
Game time. I wanted to call it Boom Time, but they said no.
They said no. They wanted game time with Boomer. The football show with Valenti.
Yeah. He hates Zach Wilson, too, by the way.
He does. Who likes Zach Wilson at this point?
I mean,
MILFs is the only people that like Zach Wilson. He's got to prove himself. One of the shows. Oh, Monday Morning Quarterback.
Well, every now and again. Monday QB.
Monday QB.
Every now and again.
Parkins and Spiegel.
The Kay Adams Show.
Up and Adams.
Right.
Yeah. Am I missing anything?
These are all contract. I have contracts with every single one of them.
It's crazy.
WEEI?
Yeah, WEEI.
Yeah.
In the morning with...
I've been on there for 20 years, Al. I've been on there longer than I've been here in terms of...
Is that right?
Yes.
But you bounce back and forth. You used to be on the Sports Hub.
Well, the BZ, yeah.
Yeah, so you bounce back and forth.
But he's been on Boston Radio.
Boston Radio for that long.
Yeah,
is that still the Greg Hill show?
When Tom Brady started.
Wow. You've been doing those spots?
Yeah.
Jesus. It's a long time.
Very long time.
I think I got them all. I think I got all your jobs right now.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is.
But when you go, there's so many shows and so many opinions.
Do you have to do a segment on that other morning show or the other
Tops? Tops. That other pregame show.
Yeah.
I have to give, you know, my hits and misses, you know, boom or bust.
Yeah, but we can lump that in with the NFL today.
No.
It's a totally really different show.
Totally different show.
Separate check.
And we got this show here.
Well, I did. That was the first one I mentioned. Okay. Yeah, this show here.
Which is simulcast.
On CBS Sports Network. That is right. Very good. You go on with Amy Lawrence from time to time?
Every now and then.
He does.
Usually around the Super Bowl.
All right, Amy Lawrence.
But that's out of friendship. That's not an obligation.
Yeah, out of friendship.
Out of friendship, yes.
Two peas in a pod. Mm.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Friday then, it's Saturday, Sunday, run.
There's lies again. There's lies on the spot. Feel good football Friday. We have got Giants tickets in about 20 minutes or less. So make sure you're staying tuned for that. Oh, Jerry will have moment of the day and all that good stuff. And we'll have our picks with Youssef coming up around 9:45. I just saw some reporting from some insiders. Mike Garafolo of the NFL Network, Josina Anderson as well, saying that Tua traveled back in a neck brace on the flight home with the Dolphins, and he's going to get his neck checked out, and they're going to be an MRI, but all indications so far that everything is okay, but they did slap that neck brace on him.
All right, well.
Which Al laughs at, by the way. I saw Al laugh at a man in a neck brace once.
The neck brace, it just seems like, I don't know. When I see somebody in a neck brace, I don't know why. I always think of Andy Kaufman during his wrestling years.
Oh, yeah, right.
Where he would just always show up in a neck brace. I don't know. It just looks, a neck brace always looks fake to me. I don't know why, but I blame Andy Kaufman.
So maybe these are whiplash sort of concussions.
Man, maybe. Yeah.
I was just thinking, like, imagine, like, you're on the plane, you see your quarterback, he's in a neck brace, like, this is not looking good for our season.
Remember I was saying this morning that MRI on the neck.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's right. Yeah, when he got slapped by Jerry Lawler and then he showed up with a neck brace on. Just unbelievable. That guy. I want to talk about ahead of his time. I don't know if there's any. His time might not come to like the year 3000, but that guy was nuts. All right. Jerry Recco is here. What's going on, man?
Well, we are brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. We're also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Bengals beat the Dolphins last night 27-15, but the storyline is Tua and the injury. You obviously just had the update about him flying back to Miami with the neck brace. Here was Mike McDaniel, so I'll run through a bunch of these. He obviously was injured last week, came back and played. Then last night with 5:43 to go in the second quarter, I guess it was. It was the first quarter. Second quarter, whatever.
Second quarter.
It was 7-6 at the time. He gets flung to the ground. He certainly had his issues, as we know, and was carted off the field. Here was McDaniel. He is not screwing around with head injuries, so don't go there.
For me, as long as I'm coaching here, if there's any, you know, I'm not going to fudge that whole situation.
And he says he listens to the experts, and I know we have fun with Omar. I'm not making fun of this, but this is how he says they've got guys there to make sure that they do things the right way.
There's an independent specialist that specializes in the specialty of brain matter.
And so
brain matter.
And that's who he listens to. Yeah, it's a weird one.
Yeah. Brain matter, right? Just like head injuries.
Yeah. I don't know.
How about a neurologist next time, Mike? Speaks.
I know, yeah. I know. He says it was pretty obvious to him that Tua was hurt.
It looked like he had some stressors going on with the impact of the hit.
And that could have been.
You got to wonder how he passed the interview process.
I mean, every question he answers is like his wife is asking him something and he doesn't know what to say. You know? I don't know.
Well, even here when he was asked how is he okay to fly, just the beginning of it.
Yeah, no, I that's told to me. It's not I'm making that decision. It's more that the medical professionals that are there with him at the time deem him fit to leave.
Right.
Yeah. Or like I
that was Gallo like, was it?
I don't know why the video isn't up.
I don't know
how to work the teleprompter.
It's like a student who gets called upon in class and wasn't paying attention to anything. That's how he answers a question.
Do you think it's because no matter what they say, like, it gets put out, chopped up all over the internet, that they are so trying to be so careful in how they say it that they end up stammering?
I
think that's just him.
Yeah. Well, what about Aaron Boone? I feel like Aaron Boone does that too. He's calculated
yes,
and very
is.
Slow.
Yes, he is.
Because he really knows. He's the manager of the Yankees. He can't screw up.
Oh, I've never heard him.
Yeah, no.
That's three seconds.
No, I didn't smoke a blunt 2 minutes ago.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyhow, so the Bengals do win. They're now 2-2. Here was Teddy Bridgewater, who came in after the Tua injury. He said those are some pretty tough conditions after you see your teammate go down like that.
In that moment, I think you saw how everyone felt about Tua. He's, you know, the captain on his team and a leader, and guys have so much respect for him.
And even McDaniel said if he wasn't being paid by the team, he would have not coached the rest of that game. That's how emotional it was. Certainly makes sense. Obviously, the win for the Bengals, a big one, getting them back to 500. And after a couple of, you go back to last year too, but they have new faces up front. And the first few weeks were kind of tough in terms of protections, but not last night. Not for Joe Burrow, who threw for almost 300 yards and a couple of touchdowns.
Unbelievable. all day was protection was awesome. I had so much time in the pocket to find the guys that I needed. And those guys are just going to keep getting better because they work so hard every day in practice.
And maybe they will take off from here after that win over the Jets the other day. Joe Mixon ran for 61 yards in a first quarter touchdown. In the win, the Dolphins, their first loss of the season, now 3-1. The Jets are looking to get back to a 500. They're 1-2. They play in Pittsburgh on Sunday. Mike LaFleur says his young quarterback is set to go on Zach Wilson.
He's prepared both in the classroom and on the field and in the weight room and doing everything he can to make sure that he's picking up where he left off, you know, throughout training camp.
Yeah, and you better hope so that there's actually a season that they can enjoy or look forward to, because otherwise, here's Mike Tomlin as he has to get ready to defend one Zach Wilson.
From a Zach Wilson perspective, we haven't been in the stadium with him, and so there are some unknowns. His mobility is dramatically different than Joe's and presents some different challenges from that perspective.
He's mobile, he's young, he's got a big arm, he's a MILF banger.
He did not say MILF banger. You know what, though? I like that, though, more so than I do like Brandon Staley.
Justin's legs are still intact, so he still has his legs underneath him.
I mean, like, okay. It's just goofy.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the NFL, by the way, Giants-Bears Sunday, and the NFL did say Bucks and Chiefs are indeed playing in Tampa on Sunday night. Huge series in Atlanta coming up between the Mets and the Braves. Mets are 98-58. They've got a one-game lead on Atlanta, 97-59. The weather forecast does not look terrible.
Okay.
It looks like that they will get these three games. And I know we talked about this yesterday. I know the weather continues to change. But you got Jacob deGrom and Max Fried going in the opener. deGrom 5-3, ERA just under 3 at 2.93, mostly because of that lousy start in Oakland last week. And Fried has been really consistent, 13-7 on the year, ERA of 2.50. And the Mets are calling up top prospect catcher Francisco Alvarez. Yankees take on the Orioles this weekend starting tonight. You've got Aaron Judge going for home run number 62 on the season. Domingo Germán, Jordan Lyles are the starters there. Played this earlier. This is Kyrie Irving, who was asked about what Aaron Judge is doing after he hit number 61 in Toronto.
I mean, guy special. And it's not too often that you get a chance to see it up close, and when you do, you want to appreciate it. And what he's doing, I just wish him the best. I don't want to jinx him or anything. I want to send him great energy, make sure he continues it up, and put on for the city.
All greatness, and we'll see if he can get to 62 and beyond starting tonight. You got Domingo Germán and Jordan Lyles making the starts later tonight. What do you think? DH, does he play center field tonight?
He's going to play the field tonight,
right?
For sure.
After a day off?
Yeah, and I can almost guarantee you that Francisco Alvarez is going to be the DH tonight against the lefty and Max Fried. Has to be.
So who are you? All right, big series. McCann or Nito?
I like Nito.
Me too.
Yeah, I prefer to have Nito.
I don't disagree.
A little bit of a toss-up between those guys, but
Nito's, Nito. I feel like Nito's had bigger hits. Like, I know they're both pretty good defensively, but I feel like he's just come through with more hits.
I think Nito's much better defensively.
I think, and that's probably the more important thing.
Yeah.
No doubt. Angels beat the A's last night 4-2. There was some drama, though, as they went to the eighth inning, and Shohei Ohtani had a no-hitter.
Capel, another one of those five rookies in their lineup tonight. And here's the next pitch. There's a ground ball on the left side. Skips off the glove of Soto. He tried to make a diving stop on that one. And that's going to be a hit.
And there went the no-no. Their acting manager, Phil Nevin, really thought that he was going to get it done.
He had everything working tonight. And when he does that, these things are going to happen. But it was a really cool night to be a part of. And when we got through the seventh, I really, really thought it was going to happen. And
it didn't. Oh, well, but he has had a great season, as we know.
As we know, by watching the A's last weekend, they have all those rookies in that lineup.
Yeah.
So it really, would have really been...
Tell you what, though, they had a hell of a Saturday against the Mets.
They did against Jacob deGrom, yeah.
Catches
yeah,
all nice. Over the place, yeah.
So. And the Mets couldn't make a catch?
That day, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that day.
I mean, Jeff McNeil tripping over himself.
That true,
Pete Alonso couldn't get a foul ball.
True, too.
Right.
And don't ever listen when they say you have to win because you're coming down the stretch. Phillies and Brewers both lost last night. The Brewers are a half game behind the Phillies
for
the final playoff spot.
Major collapse
right now. Five or six in a row, something like that.
It's even worse.
And that was after they kind of surged.
Right.
And not only that, it's the teams they lost to. The Phillies lost to the Cubs 2-0, and the Brewers lost to the Marlins 4-2. So be it. And Derek Favors, the Rockets acquiring him in an 8-player swap with the Thunder. I'm going to do a moment of this. Might be the longest moment of the day I've ever done.
Really?
Yes. And it's worth it. So I'm going to get to it now. Moment of the day brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it. And the reason why it's the longest one is because the setup needs it. So many have chimed in about the Tua injury. We've seen it on social media. We've had people call, including this guy who called in earlier, says he worked in related fields. Okay?
Okay. I recently retired from a 30-year career as a ringside physician for professional boxing. Okay? But in boxing, our number one injury problem is brain injuries, okay? So from the perspective of boxing, okay?
Okay.
We have an annual three-day international conference of ringside physicians.
Okay.
Repeated brain injuries.
Okay.
Okay. Over a short period of time leads to death.
Okay.
We suspend boxers for long periods of time. Okay?
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I know this is serious stuff and brain injuries. That guy was just boring me to tears. And then the okays, that's all I could hear. He could have been speaking Spanish. It would have been, that's all I was hearing was okay.
Could you imagine what that three-day international get-together is like?
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Listen, I just retired from being a ringside independent physician, okay? So I know when someone gets knocked out, I know when they get knocked out. And I'm a neurologist, and that's what I am. So, okay? That's what I do, because we're talking about boxing, okay? Talking about boxing. We're not talking about football. We're not talking about MMA. We're talking about baseball. We're talking about boxing, okay? And that was at an international conference, okay? And we all got together and we're talking about traumatic brain injuries. That's what we do. Over a cup of coffee, a little breakfast. Okay? Okay. Okay, okay. Okay. Back after this.
I tell you, your last 2 days, you've had a couple of doozies of phone calls.
So bad. But Al's putting them through because he knows they're terrible.
Yeah. That's funny.
Well, the Mississippi guy was great. That he was so great. Angry. Yeah.
Yes, that was awesome. Moment of the week.
Yeah.
There was such a thing.
Loud mouthpiece.
That's funny.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Got a developing situation on our hands here.
Uh-oh.
Youssef, who is tied for the lead in picks, our VP of Janitorial Solutions, was called down to the fourth floor for a, quote, janitorial emergency.
Oh, come on.
That's what I've been told. He is working hard to rectify that emergency, to get up here in time to make his picks before we get off the air. But right now, as you see on CBS Sports Network, the chair is empty next to me. There is no Youssef. So if he comes in at any point, we'll get all his picks. But right now, he's actually doing his job. There is a theory out there that his boss is jealous of the airtime he's getting and created a janitorial emergency right now when he's supposed to be making
There's another theory that you guys created the emergency because he's beating your ass at the bit.
No, man.
There's a lot of conspiracy theories going around, and I kind of agree with Eddie on the last one.
No.
Well, Youssef is killing us.
Yeah.
Killing me. How are you 7-8? I thought you were 6-9 like I am.
That's what I won one last week. You didn't, and we were tied going in. So that's actually, I think CBS Sports Network is right now is wrong.
What?
I think so. 7-8, a game under 500.
Now, and remember this, Jerry. When you do the picks, yeah, be very, very slow so Al can understand.
Al's got them. He knows. Oh, he does. I sent them to him. He's all good right to go.
Okay.
And Al wants the music louder.
Yeah, that's what Nancy would like. All right, Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are sponsored by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook, and the official sportsbook of WFAN.
All right, game number one. We'll do the Jets and the Giants in a moment. Game number one, one of the better games of the day. You've got Lamar Jackson and the Ravens at home against an angry Josh Allen and the Bills. Baltimore at home, +3.
It's going to be fun watching these two quarterbacks go at it. Two of the best in the game with great starts. I cannot see the Bills not handling business in this situation. I know that they had a ton of injuries and their entire secondary was out last week, but Josh Allen's going to throw for at least four touchdowns in this game. They will win by at least a touchdown, and the Bills will get right back on track, and Ken Dorsey won't be throwing his headsets this week.
Wow. You know, I actually do like the Bills as well on the road, probably for many of the same reasons that Gio was just talking about. But then again, like, there's something about Lamar Jackson and on this trajectory of an MVP like Aaron Judge is. So I think high-scoring game. I really do, but I will take the Bills.
Yeah, I want to take the Ravens. I really do. But if the Bills are what I think they are, then they come in and they handle business and they win in Baltimore. And the three, whatever. I mean,
they all are who we thought
I think they are. And yes. I think they'll bounce back. I'll take Buffalo -3. All right, game number two. Doug Peterson and his Jacksonville Jaguars heading into the Link to play the Eagles, who might be the best team in football right now. Philadelphia at home, -6.5.
Woo! Doug Peterson revenge spot. Here it is, baby.
Yes, it is.
Right on a platter. And I'll tell you right now, he wants this game bad. His team, his players love him already as a coach. They're going to play their ass off for him on the road. Trevor Lawrence looks like a player. I am picking the Jaguars to cover and to win this football game on the road.
Wow.
Shocked the world. Jaguars.
You know, they shocked the world last week. They went out and just absolutely hammered the Chargers out in L.A. in front of all 10 of their fans. Both teams. But I will say that I'm with Doug Peterson. I'm going to lay the points. I don't think they're going to win outright. But here's a sneaky little thing about Jacksonville. They have two really top-end running backs. They have outside pass rushers that can run with Jalen Hurts. I think this is going to be a tight game. I really do. I think Doug Peterson has unlocked the potential of Justin Herbert. And you know how Justin Herbert looks this year?
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly what we need to see from Zach Wilson.
I don't think the Jaguars are ready to take this step.
I'll tell you,
if they win back-to-back games on the road like this,
unbelievable.
I think the Eagles might be one. It might be one of the best Eagles teams I've seen in a long time. And that's saying something for me. I can't stand them. I'm taking the Eagles -6.5. I think they win this game and they go to 4-0.
So me and Gio both have the Jaguars, Al.
Got it.
And Eddie, Jerry has the Eagles.
This is a good one for me because if the Eagles win, I win. And if the Jaguars win, I win.
That is right.
And instead of all good.
If you're just joining us, you're wondering where Youssef is. There's a janitorial emergency on the fourth floor, and we will get his picks. A lot of people have been riding with Youssef. This is the problem. They've been riding him, and now he doesn't have his picks here. So we're hoping for the best that Youssef can get up here.
So what do we think? We think it's a made-up emergency, or do we think that there's a real emergency?
Well, we saw a real emergency in the bathroom a couple days ago, so I'm assuming that this is a similar situation.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible. All right, before we get to the Sunday night game, which might be the best game of the day, the two local teams, the Giants at home, giving up 3 to the Chicago Bears. A game that Gio has set to his DVR for Sunday, and he's going to watch it over and over because he's so excited about these two teams.
You want to take this one first?
Yes, I will. I'm going to take the Giants. And I'm taking the Giants because, when you watch the Bears' offense, it is just brutal. And I'm not really sure what they're doing offensively other than they're probably going to run the ball 50 times in this game. They have not allowed Justin Fields to really go out there and throw it. And when he does make a mistake, they pull it back even further. So it's a really difficult way to play when you're a quarterback. I think the Giants get the 3-1. I will lay the points and I'll take the home favorite.
I don't know what the hell's going on with the Giants wide receivers this week, but I don't think that they're going to need them much because Saquon Barkley's the best player on the field offensively with both of these teams. So it's going to be a Saquon day. It's going to be a Giants day. The Giants. Taking the Giants.
You just took the exact words out of my mouth. He's the best guy on the field. He got injured in Chicago. Mm-hmm. This is going to be at MetLife Stadium. He's going to run all over the Bears. Well, maybe not all over them, but it's going to be a Saquon Barkley game for sure. I am taking the Giants minus the 3 as well. All right, game number 4. We shift to formerly Heinz Field, whatever the hell they call it now.
Sure,
that place. We've got the Steelers minus 3 against the Jets, who go into Pittsburgh with Zach Wilson under center. The hero is back.
Yes, he's back, and they win. I'm taking the Jets, man.
To win the game, too?
Yes, absolutely. Why not, man? I mean, they went on the road to beat
Cleveland. Much time you got.
Well, you know, they went on the road to meet Cleveland.
Yeah.
I know it was a miraculous comeback. But I don't know, man. I think he's got to bring energy back. He's got to be excited about playing here. And the real reason I'm doing this is because I don't think Pittsburgh is going to score more than 17 to 20 points. That's why.
Yeah. Seems like it might be enough.
Yeah,
it probably will
take
be.
Your mom digs it. With the points.
All right. I'm taking the Steelers. It's the Jets are the get-right team. You play the Jets when things aren't going well, and all of a sudden things are going well. That's what happened to the Bengals. Look, they bounce right back. Now they're 2-2. The Steelers have lost consecutive games. They're going to win this game. They're going to be 2-2, and I don't know what to expect out of Zach Wilson at all. I hope that I'm pleasantly surprised, but I got a feeling he's going to throw a couple picks and not going to look like a real quarterback. So give me the Steelers.
All right, I picked the Jets the first 3 weeks. That stops now. The Steelers' defense kicked the crap out of Joe Burrow week 1. It's the only reason why you can even watch them. I think they might score more than the offense. I think Zach Wilson's going to get his rear end kicked on Sunday. And I will take the Steelers. I don't think it's going to be his fault, but I think the Steelers win, and I will take the Steelers minus 3. And the final game of the day, it is Sunday night football at Raymond James Stadium. Tom Brady and the Bucs minus 1 against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Emotion spot. That's what this is.
Yes, it is an emotional spot.
Yeah, it's an emotional spot for the Bucs.
Yeah, that's you got to play for the hometown fans, I know. I don't like, the Chiefs missed Tyreek Hill. It is obvious. And I know Patrick's getting a lot of love for spreading the ball around and everything, but when you watch Tyreek with the Dolphins, especially last night, you can see exactly what is missing from the Chiefs' offense. So I'm going to take the Bucs at home. I took them at home last week, too, by the way, and lost. But I'm going to take them at home this week for all the reasons, of everybody dealing with everything down there. The team will come out and play well. I think it'll be a good game. I really do.
Go Bucs!
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bucs. Tom Brady in this type of situation after Florida got pummeled on that side of the state, the emotion will play a part in it. Chiefs have not been as impressive since they really burst on the scene in week 1 this year. I like the Bucs defense a lot. I'm taking the Bucs at home to win and cover.
Oh, Bucs.
Taking the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs, I know everybody wants Tampa to win, and the city could use it, but we've been down that road before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking Patrick Mahomes because I think he's the best player on the field on Sunday night. I take KC plus my point.
All right, Jerry.
There you go.
No Youssef. Really disappointing.
Well, we still have time.
We do have time.
I told him to rush him in if he comes.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. If not, we'll get his picks, and then we'll put him up on the... look at that empty chair. It makes me so sad. But we'll put them up on the website and we'll get them after the show if need be. Boomer and Geo, Friday Football Picks, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!